Relax, Princess Eardrums. You'll be fine. Soon the...
What?
Is it really loud?
I think the they're called the cilia.
That's in your lungs.
Yeah, this is why women will never be
equal. Well, I guess the little hair-like things, I guess those
are
in there, too.
You got cilias on everything. You got wiener cilia, probably.
There is cilias on everything, yeah.
That's because...
Everywhere.
Yeah, I put my junk in one of those telepods, and a centipede was in the other one. So now just that part
of
me is part... really good, actually. Like when you sat on a washing machine as a kid.
I bet it made you feel really big.
Guys did that,
like,
too?
That's a lot of hands.
Is that true?
That we sit on
the washing machine? I only need two.
I know that's like a frustrated housewife thing.
No, I think that's like an adolescent girl thing.
Really?
Yeah, you gotta like figure it out somehow. Nobody will tell you anything when you're a young girl.
Really?
Like? Yeah, you just you're just like, I feel like I have to pee, but I like it. It's there's like nobody to tell you anything. You're just like,
oh,
the washing machine is a savior.
So as a girl, like that's
because we like cleanliness.
That's why you enjoy bath time, because you can kind of just hop under the spigot.
I mean,
as a kid.
I don't know. I think that's a thing.
I mean, that's how you get second degree burns there, but you still, you get yours.
That's an impressive hot water heater, or regular water heater, as the case may be.
And then outboard motors, right? That's how every girl in Florida has her first orgasm, I believe.
Doing what?
Going around the
swamp. Like riding behind a boat?
Yeah.
Seems like it might be a thing.
Sitting next to the engine.
Just going really.
Does it go any faster?
Going really deep in the inner tube, just hanging your butt down real low.
No, on the motorboat, like the beginning of Magnum PI.
Yeah.
You know, just getting a little too close, then being like, yes, that is the ticket.
I can see that. It's worth a try.
And then, the pony riding.
There's always doing the laundry.
The pony riding.
Maybe, yeah.
You ride Princess Sparkle around, and you guys become best friends.
Does the pony do anything besides break it?
I think just the straddling and the, you know, if they have a big enough dill attached to the saddle, the girl gets hers. From what I understand.
Yes, Catherine the Great method.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And because you are a slut, you get crushed to death by the horse.
Allegedly.
Because God punishes women who have theirs.
That's true, yeah.
It is Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. I'm just the way I said that into the mic right now. I realize if I heard it on playback, I would be like, just...
He's who?
I wouldn't even hit stop. I would hurl the laptop out the window. So I'd never have to hear my voice again.
Self-hatred has lost a lot of laptops.
That's true. You'd be like, not my fancy porn TV. Come back.
Oh, at least I have you, tiny pocket porn TV.
That's true. Porn TV that works on the potty. That's what I call the phone.
Yeah, potty porn, sure.
So it's inpapasbasement.com, the show's website. It's a show. It's a podcast. We do it once a week. We do lots of content around it. We film me and Pedro over here talking in the car before the show or after the show. We do pre- and post-show recordings with Sarah as well over here.
Yeah.
But the main show, inpapasbasement.com, we're really close to 500 episodes. I want to say it's going to be
10 away.
You've been saying I'm so close every single episode.
That's true. And then finally today.
And you know what? It's working. Yeah.
So I think this is 491. So yeah, nine weeks. We got the big 500, which will just contain nothing. Just contain nothing. You're going to get all worked up. You're going to be like, what is he going to do?
We're going to do something.
Really?
If you guys suggest it.
Okay, I hope they suggest.
That's a good idea.
Pete pays for an ice cream cake that John eats shirtless
on air. Ice
cream
truck.
Because I can.
And then everybody
that.
Meets us here.
I didn't want drugs. I want actual ice cream. No ice cream truck.
I want drugs.
Well,
is that okay? Can we do both?
Get the ice cream truck.
Thank you.
Seems fair.
I feel like I put in my time.
Every ice
Maybe
cream
we can
truck
pay with drugs.
Is just a bunch.
You always can.
Of joints, some meth for the older kids,
sure.
And two Rocket Pops.
Oh.
And
you know what? Rocket Pops for everybody. Name a human that doesn't like Rocket Pops.
Let's do our intros real fast.
Communists like Rocket Pops.
Then we'll get back to the ice cream debate over here.
Okay.
At Papa's Basement on Twitter, Instagram as well. Find Papa's Basement on iTunes. Find it on Stitcher. Find it on YouTube. Subscribe everywhere you can. Help our numbers get up there. It really does. In theory, it's building to something.
Yes.
It's kind of like belief
Another
in the afterlife.
It's building
day.
Up.
You're like, look, 80 years of piousness.
Mm.
I'm going to die, but I'll be at God's right hand. He's got
a long
beard, but it's really well coiffed. It's going to be tight. We got Pete over here. Your handles.
Hi, @PeteMaybe. And like John was saying with the YouTubes, we have been doing, just recently we started some Carl. I always say that, okay? That's just me.
Because you're young. You talk in internet speak.
I know exactly how to talk.
You say all of the internet, things like
that.
The
internets. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was on the internets the other day, and then I was browsing the YouTubes, and I wanted you guys to know that we're doing some, like John was mentioning, we have the new videos of me and John riding around the car, and we will be posting up some of the uncut pre-shows. So I know if you guys have been longtime listeners, you guys know that we have been fairly clean, I guess pretty dirty overall, but we don't cuss as far as...
creatively the, dirty.
What is the rules? The
FCC.
FCC. Yeah, it was like FAA. Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
You can't say the F word, the C word, or the other C word.
That's it.
Yeah.
So you guys should check those out because they're a whole different story.
Yeah, and I'm doing my personal browsing now through my not Papa's Basement account, so you can't see all the breastfeeding hand expression videos.
Yes, we did run into that together.
Yeah, you
but I was like, that. I couldn't remember which one of us had watched it earlier. So
that's true.
I didn't blame you.
I
click on that? Because I think I did.
As like a sexual book club where I was making recommendations for Pete over here.
Yeah.
And he nice. Was like, you know what? The gift is lovely. So is this tutorial. Sarah, what's your deal? Promote your junk. Say hi.
I'm Sarah. I'm so happy to have come back for my second show. I promised I would be back last week and then I didn't show up because I was playing hard to get. Mm-hmm. And it worked,
it did.
Gentlemen.
Did it. We had three co-hostesses since then.
God damn it. Yeah. But you know what? You came back to me. That's all that matters.
That's true.
You'll always come back to me till I leave. I don't know. Whatever. Let's leave it mysterious. I'm at Madam Too Soon on the Twitters.
You haven't tweeted in months.
Nope. Have not. Give me something to tweet about.
The world. The world, my dear. Everything.
The world of Warcraft.
The world, Chico, and everything in it. Just pull something. Make some funny.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. I will start tweeting again.
Make some funny food. Make some funny poop. That's how it works.
Oh, never truer words were spoken.
I feel you're relaxing already. Like, it's just, it just, we wanted to get more conversational. Like, the first episode was very punchy and jokey.
Yeah, I know. That was bound to happen.
It's true.
It's all right.
You gotta be, like, really comfortable with just laziness. Like, it's kind of like
is literally
the first days of a marriage.
I hate that.
And you're like, hey, I made you these eggs Benedict and close your eyes because I'm going to go down on you. We need to get to like year five, and we will in time. But after a while, it'll just be like that lazy, oh, I have to get the kids from soccer practice. Do you want me to give it a tug like before? Or it's been 2 weeks. Do you want me to do a little something with it? I don't have to. I can just leave and leave you to the computer. To the sex TV.
Yeah.
Do you have any other social medias as well?
She doesn't.
Well?
She's,
no.
She I use the S.
No. Social no, medias. See, you're young, yeah.
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 And I'm hip. I can say it.
We are in our twilight.
It's true. Yeah. People keep. But you're all I have is like LinkedIn, and I hate it.
But you're gonna put out your writing soon, right?
Yes.
Do you have?
I know you're big into sketch, so that'll be coming out soon.
Is there at least a kind of like sexy LinkedIn profile photo? Because I noticed that's kind of a thing. Like everyone
it
tries to be classy,
thing.
But then
yeah.
It's like a little clevage, as the French call it.
Yes.
Is revealed. What is your LinkedIn thing?
Oh, I don't. I just updated it today from like three jobs ago. I finally updated it because my company made me.
Really?
Yeah.
They didn't like you in
but
the Dunkin' Donuts outfit.
Yeah.
I don't understand because I've never been on LinkedIn, but like you work.
I made a profile once and it sent an
I've
email.
I've never needed
to.
I've always had a job.
Yeah.
I've ever talked to.
Yeah, it's the worst.
Oh, it was the
I don't.
Pits.
LinkedIn is the
I don't understand why your company made you change it though.
Well, they just strongly suggested that we all go on and update our LinkedIn because the company changed names.
Because they were like, we're firing everyone.
Yeah,
them.
Right. You're going to want to put this in your past experience.
Like, as much as
I would
we
think
all
that would be weird because it's basically like a resume, right?
Wings and orange short shorts, Sarah.
Oh, that's a good point. Why do they want us to update it? Because
right?
You only do that when you're looking for a job.
That's what I thought
are
it was
Are they
for.
Like, our printers are great. We have great resume paper.
I think they're
Enjoy.
They're dropping a hint.
Yeah, maybe.
Get that resume
We're all
punched
getting
up
fired.
There, yeah.
Yes, I can pursue my writing without having to actually make a choice.
If you get fired, that's the sweet.
Yeah, yeah, that is the sweet.
That's how you collect the benefits.
Mm-hmm.
The fire.
Yeah. You get the fired, you get the bennies.
6 months, at least,
then you
right?
get the failure.
I don't know what VA rules are, but in Utah, it was something like 6 to 8 months.
Oh, we're Southern. It's very right to work. I'm pretty sure they tried to cut you off. The government teat. ASAPs, but you probably get at least a couple dollars.
I got a good chunk of change when I got mine.
And they pay you in a
rations of tobacco. It was like $4.70 a week out in Utah.
Really?
Yeah.
Utah.
I know.
He's so chatty.
So nice,
right?
This is crazy. You're so chatty because you didn't drink enough before the show.
Yeah, this is all of the pee.
Excuse me for talkings.
It's interesting. I'm having to adjust.
You're so plural right now.
You're like, I didn't know you lived in Utah. Like, you never asked.
It was great because he came to my apartment beforehand.
Oh,
and all that
he's
was
been
there
talking all day.
Was like the leftover Core stubbies he brought over last week.
Which
like,
I held off for some time.
Yeah, and you're like, ooh, stubbies. And within 5 seconds, you're like, eh, I guess.
It was, at least 5 minutes.
He crushed all three.
I knew we had
left
a little bit of time.
But yeah, awesome. Man. No, this is the new Pete.
Yes, or I guess so.
At least this
don't
is,
get used to it.
Well, I will if I'm not stocking my fridge with Boozahol anymore.
Then I'm not coming over first.
That's true. Yeah, I'll just meet you here. You're like, yes, it's 25 minutes out of my way.
What are we talking about earlier? It's like, oh, we need that drunk. We need that drunk guy.
Oh, yeah.
Guy.
Every good podcast has a drunk.
Every good podcast has, yeah, the guy who just falls out.
Well, there's
who's
Jeff.
In rehab.
You're talking Jeff the drunk
Jeff
on
the
Stern,
yeah,
as well
he
as
was gold,
Hank,
right?
The angry drunken dwarf. Rest in peace, brother. I think Jeff's
actually more on
that too.
Kumiya level, though.
Well, Kumiya.
That's why I'm buying a gun.
Kumiya's functional. Well, yeah, you now have to have sex with 13-year-olds, too.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Booyah. I'll wait.
And then beat a woman on Periscope. What? No.
Close. Close enough.
Sarah, that's what are you doing
video
after the show?
Say, making my peace with God.
Would you like to come
the
over for karaoke?
Now the butterfly.
I was thinking maybe we could play karaoke.
Yeah.
Have a couple drinks. Lose a gun.
God, you do know. Do know. Yeah. You do know your Kumiya. So let's get out of the references that two people will get.
Certainly.
And we will talk pop culture. The only kind of culture for this man.
Yes, much better than soda culture.
The who?
I'm so
what's soda culture? It sounds delicious.
Sorry, I grew up saying pop instead of soda, but I learned to say soda when I moved to the East Coast.
Where are you from?
Northwest, Washington State.
Washington, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
We said pop.
She'd mentioned that before.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought that was like just something they said out
gross
where Superman lived.
Yeah.
Pop.
Yeah.
That's it.
I'm Superman.
I thought it was like two towns.
That's
not a rapper.
I'm genuinely. I genuinely thought like once you got past the Rockies.
Have you not seen that you're on the internet, sir, all the time?
How
have you not seen the map that it's like yellow and pink and blue and it's the people who say Coke. It's like a map of the country and it shows.
Oh yeah, some people just
the pop
call it Coke.
Soda and Coke people. And then there's I don't know somebody calls it like.
Well, then there's
Rub-a-Dub or something, and there's like a little island in Hawaii or something.
There's, yeah, Rub-a-Dub is actually you take Sunkist and pour Spam into it.
Yeah, I believe so. That's true. Mm-hmm.
I'd try
that's
it.
A Polynesian martini.
Try it
right
once.
There.
What? You're on vacation? Go
martini
ahead.
Yeah. No, I know in my litigious, I'm the only one that grew up like in D.C. proper, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we just refer to it as good carbonated beverage because we like to cover ourselves. We don't like
that
the
is
suing
a good joke.
Thank you.
Look at you.
It's almost like I'm funny. I'm not.
No, it's almost. It's fine.
There is one. We don't do much in the way of recurring bits on the show at all. Like, I don't have the patience for it. Like, you can go back and go to older episodes and you will see, like, you'll hear the ones where I did something 2 weeks in a row and by week three I tapped out. Like, I know for a time I used to single out girls on Gone Wild. Where I was like, I think I called it like the masturbate of the week or something. And then I just played.
I like that.
I played symphonic music underneath like, you should be checking out Luxie 03. You know, Luxie looks like such and such.
That's funny you mentioned that because I think when I first got on the show, I was like, John, are you interested in Wank of the Week? I think we literally did that on a couple of them.
Oh, like live?
Yeah.
On Periscope.
Yeah. We were like, hey, it's Wank. Oh, wait. Yeah, we wanked.
Oh.
But
now,
we
now
picked
you made
some
it
girls,
gay
too.
Why?
What?
Mine was
that's not what you were insinuating.
You wanked we.
Yeah, I was no. You somehow made it perverse and wrong, and I had it just funny and lighthearted. But continue.
Oh, I hate when Daddy and Daddy fight.
I don't know what you're talking about. That happened. It was on Periscope. We got in trouble.
Really? We violated the
that's
TOS.
We did that earlier. That's why it only lasted 2 weeks.
So
I can't stick to
it. I remember that segment. Really, I just remember, yeah, the weekly masturbate. And we had like the Masterpiece Theater music underneath it.
Oh!
Maybe like two other things I tried to do.
I didn't get that before. Okay.
But there's one damn thing I remember. Every year for Game of Thrones, I play an auto-tuned cat singing the GD Game of Thrones theme. It's a Siamese cat. He looks angry.
Can anybody hear this?
They can't hear it on here. What? There. Now they can hear us again. And I'm going to pot it down. Game of Thrones is back after, like, what, a year off the air? It takes them forever. It actually
like
has some
very long time
production value.
Winter came and went.
Where do you guys fall on the Game of Thrones autism scale?
Off the train several seasons ago.
Really?
Yeah, I know. It was great. Like, I really enjoyed it.
The little blue puzzle piece cured you. Okay.
I don't get that. What?
That's the logo for, like, the autism awareness thing. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That,
no, you're right. Okay.
Foundation fixed you.
Very clever.
All
right. I haven't watched it since the beginning of last season. I know.
Oh,
it's stupid.
Well, you stayed longer than me then.
How does anyone tap out on that show? Like, seriously.
I don't know.
What is better?
I have a good
excuse. Anything, comedies.
I have really bad internet.
It's not bad.
You semi have an excuse.
Yeah.
But you could just go to work and watch it there.
I could download it at work. I really should.
Yeah, and watch it there and, like, all of your friends.
I'll probably do it at work tomorrow.
Yeah, and you can all have an autofocus party to it.
Wait, what's the story on your bad internet? You don't have internet at home?
Are you,
like,
I live
stealing
way
from your neighbors?
Out. I basically live out in Harpers Ferry, West Virginia, which gets only satellite internet. And, you know, which nobody's used since 1986. So, and it's basically about dial-up speed.
I remember...
So, I tether off my phone a lot, but...
Yeah, you can't dial the phone.
No, I can't.
In Napoleon Dynamite...
And my ex-girlfriend got rid of my HBO Go.
They mention...
What? You gotta use somebody else's parents' HBO Go, then.
It's true.
They mention satellite internet, and they're like, whoa, we're going for retro, not ancient. So, they mentioned Kip was sexting on dial-up. And that's how you bring a show to a halt.
Yeah.
Yep, we're gonna do that 3 more times,
like,
at least. It's my prediction.
Did what?
Great movie. I hate you all. His internet, yeah, is horrible. I mean, he lives
out in a
place where, like, I'm amazed he isn't crapping in a shed that has a crescent moon on the door.
Right.
So the fact there's any bandwidth whatsoever, I'm like, ah, you tried.
Oh, good for you.
You don't think I crap outdoors?
I mean, I think you do, but
you just don't
there's
have
just
to.
Not a door there.
Only after 6 or 7 studies.
Just not a door there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
He has a kind of excuse.
I don't really. There was just, there's like a lot of murder and stuff, and that's fine. I don't know.
Let's stop acting like it offended any.
No, I don't mean that. It's just like there's a lot of characters.
You're a lawyer, for
always...
Christ's sake. There's blood on your paws, hamster woman.
That's true.
You've crushed a few eyeballs.
I mean,
with your thumbs.
Mostly my thumbs, because that's the strongest finger, like, obviously.
That's how you do it.
Between two thumbs, though, not like.
Is that how you had your first?
Yeah.
On the washing machine between two thumbs.
Exactly. Oh, I've learned so much since then. I'm really glad I get to talk about it now in this feminist environment.
I'm picturing you working it like you're threading an eyebrow, just right back and forth.
That is the weirdest comparison you could have made. For a show that compares everything to porn, that's what you wanted to compare me checking off to.
Well, it's not that much of a stretch.
Like,
I'm comparing this
masturbation
to porn.
How do you even know what that is?
How do you make this connection?
How do you know what threading is?
I've been to the mall.
Okay.
I've watched women live back.
You've been
back.
To the piercing pagoda. You know some stuff.
Yeah. I've seen Persian women ply their trade.
I've had mine threaded.
Really?
That'll bring it to a halt.
I mean, I've had mine.
When I was in Iraq, I know, because they're a mess right now.
A mess.
But when I was in Iraq, they had these little, does anybody care for this? Because John looked at me like,
go.
Like, what?
They're called IEDs. Continue.
You should have stepped on one. No. No, when we had our days off,
depending on where this segment goes, yes.
No, I was just saying, the only reason I had it done is because they would do, like, foot massages and... Like,
who would your fellow soldiers?
No, there was like Filipino. There was like Filipino workers that
in
came
Iraq.
In. Yes, they came in. You guys probably don't know any of this. Like,
I only served one tour.
They had like salons out there.
Okay.
And so on your day off, because you're just walking. Like,
now, are you being like comedically racist right now? That like even you're like even on the moon. They imported Filipinos.
Yeah. No, it was Filipinos.
Okay.
So you were like, is that one? Is that? Is that whatever? I haven't seen a girl in forever.
Now,
you got a pedicure? And
yeah, because they would be like $1 to $2 for
Dang.
Like $5, you get a foot massage.
You are making war sound would, good.
For $10, they would massage milk your hand. Prostate. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just they.
But
have,
people don't know that they have like.
That's weird.
Maybe on the Air Force bases too. Also, we get pretty pampered.
Did you guys really go?
And
mermaid,
then a rocket would land. Mermaid like, with it. Pretty close to us.
Where? Well, I'm just saying, like you're at sea, you're at sand so long that anything was like a beautiful lady to you. And and Filipinos kind of have those unisex names. Like,
yeah.
I got my hair cut by a dude named Tin, like the metal, a couple of weeks ago.
Wow.
Like, you could be like, I slept with Tin, and your buddies would be like, is that a man or a woman? You're like, woman?
There is a lot like that in that beauty salon.
Really?
But also in that kind of environment, and I don't want to I don't want to push that along at all, but yeah, if you're there for 6 months, seven,
push what
8 months.
The narrative of the show.
The bad connotations of the fact that, like, they have, like, if you're a girl over there, you're the most beautiful thing ever while you're over there.
How's that a bad connotation? It's just true.
I mean, yes, it's true, but, you know, I don't want to hurt anybody.
The man
like,
wants
you're
to talk
just
about
good,
his eyebrows.
You're just good for the stay.
You can be a Tennessee 3 and you go to Iraq and you are Jennifer Lawrence.
It's true.
For the stay.
Or you could be from Virginia and go to West Virginia and look like a supermodel.
You do that every weekend.
I know. Yeah. We were in the Walmart and you were
that
like, damn,
yeah.
You must feel like a king.
Even I was a 7 in Walmart. God damn. Oh, and we went to the track.
Oh, yeah.
This is
like
a story
we forgot
for something.
You mentioned
that, yeah.
We didn't do it last. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we bet on the ponies.
You did, you degenerate.
And well, I won.
We'll get to Game of Thrones in a second because I
sorry,
do need to
derail.
Mention this.
First, the real animals.
He mentioned the ponies. He lives next to the ponies because in West Virginia,
9 miles,
all sorts of vice is legal. Like if you're a Virginian and you're near the West Virginia border, that's where you go for strip clubs, for fireworks.
Full
for,
nude.
For late. Yeah, BYOB.
Late
full nude horse racing.
Yes.
Stripping.
They are totally
gambling.
Exactly. And gambling 2 o'clock
is that
in the morning.
All the vices we can think of.
You can buy.
We're not that bad.
You can buy liquor
that's
in 7-Eleven, so they don't have like.
They
ABC
also have
laws.
This maple with a very leaky hole in it.
There's glory holes out there.
Yeah.
I don't
a
know.
Whole grove in Shelbyville of sin trees. You had your washing machine
sin
and
trees.
The eyebrow
Dems
threading.
Are our lemons.
Yeah. Eyebrow threading.
Yeah, we had the.
Those are my lemons.
The sappy tree holes. So this guy, a couple of weeks ago, when I was two visits ago at his place, he mentions the ponies, that he is an actual racetrack out there. And in an abject, objective, I'm looking for a word, just pretend I used the right one.
Yeah.
Sounds fine.
Speaking objectively, I'm like, the ponies sound hilarious. You go there, you're going to see someone that looks like he crawled out of Oscar the Grouch's garbage can. Like, you want to see
and
all the
do.
Losers and the drunks, and it's going to be a great time. You're going to make a couple bucks. He's going on and on about the money he made.
I can't wait to bet on Grand Tardy.
Yeah, he's like, I boxed my trifecta, and it sounds like a euphemism for something.
It does.
He meant it.
I boxed it good.
Okay, not to be pedantic, but are they ponies? Or they
they're actual horses. You
okay,
just say
right.
Bet on the ponies to sound.
Well, I know I didn't
want to
be an idiot, but
they
degenerate.
Are pretty young. They're like 2
well,
years
but
old.
Like a pony is like a different animal. But it's not a pony. It's not a tiny little. It's like a horse.
It's a horse.
It's
okay.
Not a little Sebastian.
Okay.
No, it's not like where they.
Which
they,
would be awesome.
No, there's some places where they get the dogs.
Yeah.
Instead of ponies, and then they put little monkey riders on the dogs. Now that.
Wait, are there like monkeys? Actual monkeys?
Actual monkeys. And you know once
although
in a
I don't
blue
know
moon,
what else you could have meant.
They flip out like that chimpanzee and just pull out
sea
its
monkeys.
Eyes.
Yeah.
Like the mountain did. See, Game of Thrones reference. Yep. We'll get back to it soon. Like once in a blue moon, some dog just gets messed up because
God.
The monkey freaked out.
Yeah.
That could be a great
never
punk band name, by the way. Little
you know
Monkey
what?
Rider.
Being a professional athlete is just a hard life.
It stresses the monkey out, man.
It's so hard.
Exactly.
From starring in Friends to just
right?
being a dog monkey rider thing.
I feel bad for... rich monkeys.
So a couple of weeks ago, like 2 times ago, when I'm at his place and he's talking to me through the little crescent in the crapper door.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And he says,
knock
like,
the other hole in the door.
I got a pony track. Yo, that's true. The hole saw hole.
The hole saw hole.
He's like, I got a pony track nearby. It's great. I make money. And I'm like, well, money's good and it should be fun doing this gambling thing. So I get there. I visit him again, even though you're just an hour into nothingness.
It's true.
Like
it's beautiful, but you're totally right. There isn't a whole lot out there.
Visiting your house is like the part in every other Star Trek movie where all of their systems are knocked out and they're just in space and it's like our shields are down. We can't even make our hologram food anymore. That's what it feels like. Yeah, you're just in nowhere. And I get there and Pete has had a few and then he adds to those. And oh no, we went to the gym first. I forgot. And I worked out with a female bodybuilder.
Oh.
Legit. Who has really big fake cans, so she was a 9.5 and an angel. We get back
to the casino, by the way.
Then Pete starts drinking. And eventually he's like, we have to go to the ponies. And I'm like,
they will no longer come here.
It's how I picture probably if I ever went legit to a whorehouse. Like, I'd be all, like, fired up. Like, all your friends are like, yeah, we're going to get some. I'm like, yeah, I'll get some. And then I'll get there, and the sadness of it will just assault me. Like, when you walk into the pound, and you're just like, oh, Christ. Like, that's what will happen when you walk into the skankeria.
Yeah, okay.
I think that was Latin.
Yeah.
You're a lawyer. You speak it.
Oh, yeah, I say
the
that.
The skankarium. That's it.
So that's Greek, actually.
So I walk in to the track, and it's so sad. It's just everyone is morbidly obese. Everyone is loving the fact you can smoke indoors.
Oh.
It's like you entered 1987.
Yeah, you can still smoke indoors.
Everyone's in Def Leppard t-shirts with Pall Malls hanging out of their mouths.
He's I'm not gonna throw up.
Somehow they found
John
the Max Headroom Coke.
But he is not exaggerating.
It was... There's no hope there. Hope goes to die.
Yeah.
Like, you might win money, but you'll lose all your pride. Wow. So we walk in, and...
I think that's on the West Virginia flag.
Yeah.
Pete lights up like a Christmas tree.
Leave your pride at the door.
He's introducing me to all of his no-fail ways to gamble.
Huh.
All of his systems that never betray him.
Can't
and
wait.
Within, always like, work.
3 minutes... You're like, oh, he's not Superman. He's a schizophrenic in a suit. Like, the whole facade comes crumbling down. I'm like, I thought Pete had something going on, but he's just a lush that goes to the track.
I love it.
So he's laying down money. I immediately, it kicks in like, oh, yeah, I'm John Papagiorgio. I cannot lose money. It turns my stomach. I get no thrill from winning. Like, I would win $1 and be like, quit while I'm ahead. So you know what I did while I was there? I bought an $8.75 shrimp plate. And that was how I won for the evening.
Shrimp at the track.
I had
that's
fancy
where you
track
should get it. Yeah. In West Virginia.
Shrimp at the track
freshest
is such
shrimp
a
you
bad
get.
Idea that it's probably like an indie band.
Oh, no. That is how you can tell between my buttocks, my ingrown facial hair, and my insistence on eating fried shrimp everywhere. That is how you can tell I'm roughly 20% African American. There's something in the woodpile. So Pete, meanwhile, is pumping his money into the whatever the hell you do to lay your
capitalism.
Bets. Yeah, it's just literally called the money takey booth.
The machine.
Yeah, again, yeah. Latin.
Yeah, you put in a 20.
It just cycles through the machine.
And for some reason,
new paper comes out.
Yeah, you hit the change button, nothing happens. So he's like, well,
it just says you lose.
You have to
I've already put in 20.
No, I won on my first one.
He
we
actually
only bet...
does. He puts down 20. And he comes 12. Out. Oh, that was at 12. You put in a 20, though. I wasn't exaggerating.
I put in
about
a
that.
20.
They don't 12. Let you get away with getting your money back. Yeah.
Oh, no, they don't. They put it on a nice little ticket so you'll forget it.
So he puts down the 12. And. He wins his box trifecta or whatever the hell it was. Like, mm-hmm. The race is done in 2 seconds. If you want to know me at the track, I want to hear two things. One, everyone muttering as they lost and bemoaning, like, what? Because everyone knows the one thing that went wrong to make them lose. No one can acknowledge the mathematical realities around right. this. They're like, had this one genie thing not happened, I would have heard it. You meddling kids. It was pretty much that.
Yeah.
But you want to just sit them down and be like, this is how statistics work, Mr. Half a Row of Teeth.
If you could figure this out, you wouldn't be able to make money this way.
Yeah. So I liked that, and I also just wanted the horses to come back so I could pet them.
Obviously.
And it was like me and three little girls just waiting. Yeah. It's like after an Eddie Money concert. You're like, he's not that big a draw. I can meet him. I can pet his little spindly legs.
I do want to pet him, yeah.
By the way, Eddie Money, random fact, does have little spindly legs.
You were mentioning that.
Yeah, I'll mention it every 5 shows. Did meet the guy in person. pot belly trying to bang a bunch of 45-year-olds like 15 years ago. And little toothpick legs built exactly like George Lucas.
Yes. I was trying to think, who's the other guy that always goes right behind him?
Yeah, they have two little watermelon tummies and little spindlers. Like, from the waist up, they have to shop at Tommy Bahama.
Out of the pants.
And the waist down, they're at, like, the Buster Brown boys section. You know, JCPenney, the Kidzaroo area. So Pete is there, and Pete goes up $12 into 38. And I'm like, I'm not a math whiz like these guys at the track, but that's coming out ahead. 40?
48.
Okay. So he's won 36. And I'm like,
dang.
Money's money.
Son of a... He really has.
It should have been 9,000.
And he's got this cocksure swagger. He's like, well, you see, they'll recommend four horses. You never pick the first horse. You just take 2, 3, and 4, and then you box them into a trifecta. And I'm like,
you don't have to.
All of a sudden, I'm drinking this in. I'm like, maybe he's on to something. And then it dawns on me, while he's there,
this shrimp has poisoned my brain.
He's just knocking back $10 G&Ts. Every 5 minutes.
The drinks ended up being free.
Well, it really, yeah. But
wait, because you won money or because it's like a casino?
That's really
and
why
they
I go. I'm
you.
Like, John, if I win a little bit of money, I just get
so
to drink it for free.
He's like 3 G&Ts deep and he's doing another race. He then loses, what is it, $4 out of the chute because he forgets to box the trifecta. So he just picked a trifecta, hits give me the ticket, and then like as he's sipping his drink, he's like muttering. I don't want to even say like he's slurring because he gets like old white lady drunk where you're like...
I do believe...
Yeah, like if you
I have
if you gave him a blow test, they would be like a 0.68.
Yeah.
Like they would spontaneously combust. They're so saturated with liquor, but they sound completely cogent at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll be like, let me tell you how my grandfather lost everything in the War of Northern Aggression.
You're like, Grandma, you're talking to a shrimp.
Yeah. So that's my first sign that he's maybe had a couple. So then he punches it again, and he's like, well, this time I'll box the trifecta. We go outside. I've long since finished my shrimp. And so now I only have the losing drunks to keep me company. Mm. And the race goes down.
Also fried.
And somehow his foolproof method has been fooled.
What?
And then he loses all the money.
How?
So he's while he talks about how much he won, I do about 3 seconds of math in the old gagutsa. And I'm like, well, I think he's actually like down 20 or so for the night. But to him, he walks out kind of...
I came out even.
No, you didn't. You were down about 10.
No, I did.
Entertainment value. Are you including entertainment value?
Well, okay,
that's why you have to go there in the first place. Like, my friend and I go there occasionally. He spends way more than I do. Like, I'll bring like 50, 60 bucks.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, that's the main thing. You're bringing it up. It's... basically entertainment value.
It's like calling a psychic.
See, if I'm going to flush money down the toilet,
Cleo.
I'd at least want to do that again.
No.
Okay. I'd want to at least do something like funny, like put a dollar bill on a dart and then throw it into human flesh and they run away with it. And that's, you know. And
yeah, funny.
That's going to cost you more.
They're about to get mad and then they pull out the dart. They're like, oh, a 10 spot. Thanks, buddy.
That seems even.
Yeah, you doff your cap and you call it a day.
Yeah, you get a doff for that.
I've done very little gambling in my day. Like, I've gone to the Vegas.
Yeah.
And I remember just wanting to put my money into food. I'm noticing a trend here. I wanted to hit buffets, as the French say. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
a lot of French in this show, too, today.
I think, yeah, I did take in a topless show because my cousin who lives
Why
in Vegas
you?
Used to be in the backing band of one. So he's like, I got us free tickets.
Showgirls? Like,
well, free bosoms?
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah, showgirls are... Oof. If you want to derail the
top
show.
Top of the line.
Yes. Yeah. Mm. I mean, it's really like...
Creme de la creme.
As BMX is to Harley Davidson, stripper is to showgirl.
Yeah.
It really is a whole different shebang.
Agreed.
Like, I'm actually Facebook friends with, like, I think one of the girls from that show, and she's, like, now posing for, like, Playboy South Africa and junk like that.
Nice.
And I'm like, yeah you're doing that, but Kitten... over at McGoobies in Baltimore. No, McGoobies is a comedy.
It's the joke club. House,
yeah. Yeah, but...
McDougal's is what I was looking
That's
for.
That's the one.
There you go. McDougal's, yeah.
Yeah.
Go for the jokes, stay for the strokes.
Yeah, speaking of Vegas, I was in Vegas last week for a work
thing. That's why you abandon us?
That's exactly why I abandon you.
You actually do have a vague tan.
Yeah, a vague ass tan.
Vague.
I'm glad. That's great. It was
What are
awesome.
You, by the way, German? We've been over
We went over this.
Yeah. German, Scottish. That's about all I know.
So that's why you get the air quote tan.
Yeah. Yeah, I made it out of air quotes. It's not real at all. Yeah, it was fun. It was work, so like that's not fun. But I figured out I'm never going to spend like another night in a fancy hotel because no company is going to send me back because I'm not good at networking. But
well, in Vegas or anywhere?
I don't know.
Because like
Vegas is where all the like lawyer conferences are because lawyers.
I think the most expensive hotel in Vegas, the Wynn.
Yeah, we were
like,
at the Wynn.
Okay, it's like $125 a night. Like it's like,
what? That can't be right. This place was fancy.
It's a 5-star, 5-diamond, and I.
They had like the fanciest tea ever. I was very impressed by the tea.
Lipton?
No. Oh. I stole so much tea. It's not stealing, right? It's fine.
No.
Not really.
You paid for the hotel room.
Walk out with the towels and the linens,
I definitely took a towel.
Yeah, I've walked out with a blow dryer.
I use them for... someone else probably does
it
this.
It was nice.
I use them for sex towels. Because like, do I just take like a hand towel from each hotel that I'm ever at? And then you can kind of keep it like near the bed.
Yeah.
And then there's
You don't want to buy your own sex towel.
Obviously
weird.
Not. I'm not going to buy like a set of towels, but it's white so I can bleach it. Like, it's just very convenient. It fits, like, right under
the
bed.
What leaks out of you during sex that you need a...
You just don't want to have to get, like, out of the bed and go to the bathroom, necessarily.
So, Vegas.
What,
you want to have the
to
option
drop one?
Of... What is wrong with you?
These aren't diapers.
Yeah. No, I just... I have a sex towel. It's my green hand towel. And, yeah, every time that I am... Work to completion because my
it's
chick is
Hulk.
Not a fan of it in the mouth, on the face.
Nobody
anywhere
is.
Fun.
Literally nobody is.
This is
Let's
the first,
never speak of that
this
again.
This is the first time I haven't been able to put the garbage in the garbage hole, so to speak. Women's lib and all that. No.
Well, you know that somebody has to empty that garbage, right?
I like,
like
to think
that's
of it,
why one of the two people will need a towel.
I like to think of it as free whey protein. Like, that's a free 6 grams on the
go.
House from me.
I don't blame you.
This is my last show.
And instead, there's just this really sad, like, pine tree green towel that I remember to
That's
wash
That's why you
like,
have to have a wind towel. Go the next time you
fancy.
Stay at a hotel. Yeah, just take a nice towel. It's nice. Like, it's been washed and terrible things have been done to it already. Like, you're not doing it. You're adopting the towel. You're giving it a nice life where it can
take
have, a like, a stable family of
it's,
only
take
a,
the shower
a couple
cap
of
too.
Different substances on it.
I just... That. I used to have, like, happy sex towels, like, my very first chick.
Like a Hello Kitty towel?
Do you have sad ones?
No, it's just, it was, like, beach towel-sized, and we used
karaoke?
It because otherwise we couldn't sleep in the bed.
Oh, sure,
like,
sure.
She was like when the kids in the ghetto take an axe to a fire hydrant, and then they're just, like, you know, playing in that all summer long. Like, that's what the bed looked like. And so we had to just throw a towel down, and then I'd be like, you still sleep on that side. But now I have
you
this,
were the
like,
one that said that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I was bossy back in the day.
Okay.
But now I just have this towel that like, yeah, when things are about to end, I have to be like, hey, it's getting there. And then I'm just kind of like worked into the towel. Like I
no
look like
okay,
phrase.
Now I see how your towels no have different moods.
Phrase.
Yeah.
Hey, it's getting there.
Like
I'm about done.
Like I look like I'm about to go and like wash my counters, and then I just got ambushed by a lackluster blowjob. Because I'm just sitting there the whole time, like, one hand.
Are you
towel.
Holding the towel?
The whole time, yeah.
The whole time.
I'm like, eventually we'll get there.
Ready to throw it in.
Well, do you want to have to,
nice.
Like, look for it? Really? Like,
oh, I know.
Yeah, I don't want to be like, whoa, right. Hold on.
I totally.
Like, what
I
am I
going to
do?
Agree.
Inch back three, you,
you
know,
can only,
three, 4 inches?
You
we don't
only,
have much to work with.
You
here.
Can only pinch so hard.
I can only walk backwards so much and still be in the mouth. As I look for the towel. So yeah, you have Wynn towels to be foul now.
One, just one. I only took one towel from the Wynn.
So like, not a lot of Tinder in your future then.
Did you take anything else?
A bunch of tea. Oh, they had like sugary swizzle sticks for your coffee. It was like they're like rock candy. I don't know. I was very impressed by it. Mm. I get really excited when I'm in an expensive place because it's just always
totally.
Gonna seem crazy.
Yeah,
like
is,
I'll never be there again.
The
in Wynn my
is
mind.
Legit $125.
Really?
It is very cheap.
That is
oh my
super
God.
Affordable.
Because it's Vegas.
For a really
they,
nice hotel?
They cannot charge that much. Because
yes, you're
it's
right,
like $50 to fly there. Like I don't know where all this money is. Oh yeah, I do know where all the money's coming from. Never mind. It's from all the Pete's.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
All the people that
all
have
the
their
pizza and all the gin and tonics.
They're foolproof gambling systems. Like my
yeah.
There is a Buffalo Bill, the little slot machine. That was the one machine that apparently my girlfriend couldn't lose on. She actually did come out ahead somehow, but like huh. she went at one point was like up 300.
And then she stayed out until you went to sleep?
I'm telling
it
you.
It was like she left like up 80 or 60.
I'm telling you right now, that's why they got rid of the Boingy Beans machine in Charlestown Casino, because that one was paying out.
You figured that one out too.
Yeah, me and this old lady had a very long discussion about that. Yeah, me and Lucille went way back.
Oh, man. How many sex towels did you share with her?
Just... None. It was very dry.
Oh. Yeah. She was a trooper.
What can I say?
That's true. Having sex with a
woman
that old, it would be
she
like
tried.
The end of Dune where it starts raining on the desert. And there you go for your David Lynch references.
With all your references. Come on.
She would refer to you as Muad'Dib. I can do so much yeah. Dune. So
can,
many Dune references.
But should.
Yeah, Dune doesn't get its due. Dune is clinically underappreciated. So you were in Vegas.
Yeah, it was good. Oh, but because I'm so like impressed by fancy places, mm-hmm. I was convicted.
Are you sure that's the word you want?
Yes, I'm gonna stick with it. Yep. Yeah, I decided I wanted to like figure out a way that if I ever came back to Vegas, I'd be able to get into like the fancy area without having to be like asked for my room key whatever without having to pay to stay at
Can
the
you
Wynn.
Be a little more
you
specific?
Figured out,
or
you figured
there,
out like, yeah. Like all the just, back door entries
yeah,
and stuff
yeah,
like
all
that.
The back door entrances.
Okay, so you had fun
I
in
love
Vegas.
Those phrases.
Shut.
Well, she said she didn't gamble. She had spent
Shut
it
up,
somehow.
Baby dick. So you...
Yeah, it was great.
What's the fancy area, though?
Like the pool and the cabanas and
but
everything.
But every... For those that haven't been to Vegas, most hotels have, like, some pool of some sort. Like... What is it? The MGM has, is it called like Toxic or some crap? There's like,
I don't know.
I've never been.
Pool party they
well,
have.
Maybe
probably
I'm
the best.
Easier to oh, impress yeah. than you guys. Maybe you guys are just like always spending time in fancy pools.
Oh, that yes.
I just like
the last place
by
John
water.
And I stayed at was super fancy.
I'm just saying Sarah might be onto something. An Amish wagon went by right before the show and she went, wow, two horses.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I said ponies, actually.
No, this
yeah.
place sounds amazing.
Also, I like how I pronounced it horses.
Yep.
as a prostitute's ownership. It belongs to them horses.
Oh, them horses over there.
All right, so you know how to get into the fancy pool. What is your method? You're like, oh, I have breasts and an ass?
No, I left those in the room. They get stolen. there's like in the like conference area, you can go in the front door, but then you have to go to like the meeting rooms and there's like a little secret elevator that just goes to the pool and nobody like challenges you. I went in there, like it doesn't even close. You can go into the middle of the night when it's closed and they're supposed to be kicking you out. But
okay, here's a shocker for you. Spoiler alert. I don't know if you know this, but if you're a woman who is of shapely appearance, you get into everything for free in Vegas because that's what they want around, so the guys can pay out the ass to go there.
I could see that.
Yeah. I mean, if it was
I would
like...
also pay for that.
I'm trying to plan for my retirement when I'm not going to be like even vaguely hot anymore. I need to have a plan for when I can just travel the world or the country or one state of the country that has nothing in it except one big city and be able to get in the pool.
America's sandbox.
I can't count on being
Nevada.
Able to. Yeah. Being hot.
But why would you want to go to the hot person pool?
Because it's a pool.
See, if I'm
old water.
And completely devoid of my looks, I would want to go to an old wrinkly pool.
Really? Well, I don't know.
All
of the men there did not share that sentiment.
You're either going to be robbed of any joy because you'll be like, that is what I once looked like.
You are
if you
so
see.
Cynical. You don't want to just sit in the sunshine.
Or,
if I were a brain in a jar, I would want to sit in the sunshine.
Me too, but like add a brain in the jar pool. Well, actually, no. If I'm
you're
if,
so
if I've gone all the way to brain in the jar,
people without skin and bodies,
then yeah, I'll look at the bikini girls, but then I'll be like, what am I supposed to do with this?
Okay, but obviously,
is someone gonna rub my spine till it shoots spinal fluid? Come on.
I mean, I wasn't not that I couldn't, I guess, but like I wasn't there to look at bikini bodies. I just wanted to like be outside and enjoy like the beautiful earth and everything.
You
a big plasticky weird version of it.
Hey, you could do that at any pool though, and you had to sneak into the
fancy. I don't have another pool. Do you have a pool?
There's one at my apartment complex.
I'm not going to middle of nowhere, Virginia, unless it's to do a podcast.
Don't act like DC is anything, sister.
Well, we don't have pools in D.C.
Pete comes out all the time. You can come out, too.
Pete comes from further in middle of nowhere.
You can watch all the Indian people
play cricket.
And I have
the river, too.
As we slowly,
you guys come out there.
As we slowly lose this country.
Rivers are cool.
I'll baptize
rivers are cool.
y'all.
I grew up on a river. River's eye.
No, there's, I'm trying to think of all the sites at my apartment complex. We have the dog park right behind me.
Ew.
Where they have dog fights.
Oh, John has primo spot.
It's the worst.
For screaming children, barking dogs.
Almost smell the poop.
All I hear is doggy fights.
Philly neighbors.
Kids screaming. Yeah, my neighbor from Philly who owns a hellhound, so it's like all good things in one.
Awesome.
I think he killed his attractive girlfriend. Like, we don't see her anymore.
We haven't seen her in a while, but we see her car.
That's true.
We pretty much determined.
She's in the trunk.
Whatever.
She's in the trunk.
He's still paying his rent, and it's fine. He takes out his trash.
Either that or he's pulling,
can't be mad at him.
He's pulling a seven, and
what's
there's like
girlfriend?
500 little pine trees dangling above her, and she is now just brainstem mush.
Yep, she can go to the brain in jar beach.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fit in just right.
Yeah, mason jar.
Yeah,
yours.
you'll have to. Hit the
all right,
place.
Fine. I'm easily impressed. I get it.
All
you
right,
guys
we're
are
all
fancy
going
people.
Back to Vegas.
Yeah,
you talked me.
We should go back.
So many pools you can tinkle in.
That's all I want. It's already warm. Nobody's going to know. It was so good.
You mean it didn't turn purple? The urban legend
no,
isn't
it's not true.
God. You incontinent bitch.
What have you done?
Well, do we wrap up with Game of Thrones like we promised 45
minutes
ago? Oh, yeah.
Sweetly.
You're like, oh, yeah, that thing.
Speaking of giving due.
Hold
that
on.
Way it doesn't get any spoilers. So people can, you know, tune out for spoilers.
I just wanted to play this again.
How do we know it's Siamese?
There's a picture of it, as it says.
Oh, okay.
Legitimately.
All
just,
right, then.
Just look up Game of
well,
Thrones themed
out.
Cat, and you'll get a picture of the Siamese as he sings. Gorgeous looking kitty. So it's back.
Fire and mice?
I'm just... I hate you. Leave now.
I know.
I'm just happy because usually HBO, like, throughout the year, I'm like, you are so worth my $15, the entertainment bang for my buck.
Yeah.
And I think I said that, like, too many times, and then the gods smited me. Because I'll be damned if I haven't watched it in like 4 or 5. It's been a long time, man.
Yeah, you probably only use it for what? Game of Thrones? You probably caught up on Sopranos and
years ago. Come on,
Curb Your Enthusiasm. Wire. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know the last like live Veep. Show I was watching. Like,
exactly.
It honestly, might have been like last season of Veep.
Yeah.
Like it could have been that long ago.
I guess there's girls if you're watching girls, but
my girl didn't even get into girls.
Would not
this
spend
time.
The time to watch that live.
Anna Chlumsky's not in. Girls.
Oh.
Hashtag Veep.
By the way, is the light getting like really yellow in here, or do you all just have jaundice?
It does seem yellow.
It's very.
I didn't like those shrooms either.
Yeah.
It's something just odd, man.
Yeah, it's like the whole room has a sweat stain.
You know what? It's like when
it
it's past
does.
9 p.m. and my iPhone goes
fitting.
Into don't keep him awake mode. Except real life looks like that now. I don't
yeah.
like it whatsoever.
I love describing visual things on an audio media. That's one of my favorite things to do here.
Check out the periscope.
That's how that works. Game of Thrones is back, and Silicon Valley's back.
Oh, I do like that one.
Those are both just so
good. Oh, is
good.
It back?
Veep is back.
I'm
I didn't
in.
Get to watch Veep, but I usually like Veep. I kind of like lost interest end of last season, but I think I'll come back. But Game of Thrones, man, the one thing on television where I'm not touching my cell phone throughout it. Like
that's impressive.
Maybe one or two tweets if there's something funny. Nothing compared to what Mondo270, our own dear Sean F, tweeted mid-show. You guys didn't
yes.
watch it, so you
I
don't even
tweet.
Know what his tweet was hilarious.
Is there a spoiler in it?
Not really.
Oh.
I liked it anyways because I liked the guy.
It was funny as hell. To those
it.
That watched it, you remember the scene
I
where
to fit in.
I think his name's Reek. Now, the guy that got castrated,
yeah, yeah,
the
yeah,
former
yeah.
prince, and he's running away with the
no
redhead.
No ding dong.
And they're getting hunted by, like, multiple bloodhounds and all these dudes who are mounted with the bloodhounds on a chain, you know? And out of nowhere, I think, what's her name? Brienne of Tarr swoops in.
Nice.
And, like, kills them all.
Dope.
And then he just tweets, "Where'd the dogs go?" Which is completely legit because if think about it, if they addressed what they would have had to do, they would have had to stab dogs in the middle of Game of Thrones. But they couldn't do that. And
hate
so
mail
just,
for
that's
days.
That's brilliant.
They just had the dogs disappear.
Tweet.
They just kill the men and the dogs who are smarter than the other men who watch their, you know, their comrades get slaughtered, and they're like, wait, I can take that bitch. The dogs are like, we're getting the hell out of here. Where are we running to? Don't know.
We're wild
running.
Dogs now. We're going to get a little place in Maine. Also, we'll be great.
They would have got so much hate mail.
Yeah, are you kidding me?
It would have been absolutely mortifying.
HBO had a show that they canceled after one season, I think called Luck, because they insisted it was down at the track.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's how you do a callback. Dustin Hoffman, as I recall, as a dude who ran a track, and they insisted, according to the ASPCA, they insisted on showing live horse races they filmed instead of like stock horse race footage. Like, shocker. They'd want
so they were
to
like
show
encouraging
something
it.
Fit their narrative instead of, you know, like footage from 87.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I think like three horses died during the races, which probably happens all the time, but they were like, oh, it's too much horse death.
Yeah. There's a threshold for horse death.
Yeah. Luck was canned after one season. Hmm. Hilariously enough, due to very bad luck.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. So Game of Thrones comes through and, I just, you guys really don't keep up, so I don't have a lot to add other than the bosoms at the end of the episode. This is a bit of a spoiler that Melisandre, gets naked again. Here's the spoiler. She's about 39-ish. I looked her up because I'm in love now.
Oh.
And I am going to nominate her. Well, two things happen. One, I am going to nominate...
I can guess what one was.
Melisandre. I had to sit on the washing machine. I nominate her for Knockers of the Show.
That is a very
the
wide
Golden
contest.
Knocker.
I think the Golden Knocker Award goes to Melisandre. I believe she shames the Mother of Dragons, who is an admittedly beautiful woman.
Totally.
Has
yeah,
the British
I feel like
accent.
She hasn't gotten
which
naked in a while either.
No. Oh, and it's like out of her contract now.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Oh, she's put her foot down.
Okay,
she's
and her clothes on.
No more nudity, I believe it's pronounced.
I think more attractive as a robot in Ex Machina, though.
Mm. Oh, is that?
I haven't seen
her. Yeah, that's her.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I need to
she
watch
it. She's like close to nude.
Oh, well, yeah. I like episode one, season one, where she's pretty much like a little
I like my robots
auction.
Full nude, though.
Full nude.
Yeah, sure.
And thanks, Arnold. Now I'm stuck with it.
Yeah.
Oh, God bless that.
I got a taste and I just can't quit him.
1984 Terminator 1 ass right before he punches through Bill Paxton. Yeah, but she really has a set.
Like nice for 39 or nice
oh,
for
no. No
nice across the board.
No qualifiers.
That is so impressive.
I mean, they look like the front nippled equivalent of Arnold's ass in Terminator 1.
That's literally impossible. I can't even...
Like, I would throw one of my dollar darts at it, and it wouldn't even pierce. That's how firm. So that happens, and I am riding, like, a real high, because we live in the age of pornography.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of it. Only on this show, actually.
And I shouldn't be fazed by a bosom, but I am. Like I'm like my innocence is regained and then taken. And I'm like, look at those. And then cover this is where the spoiler kicks in. So if you guys are haven't seen the latest episode, cover your ears.
La, 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 la.
Melisandre takes off her necklace. And all youth drains from Melisandre.
Oh.
And we learn she's a dirty old witch. Now, to make a point, and I don't mean like dirty witch, like the way Jackie Kennedy was to JFK, like when he cheated 50 times, and then that 51st time she gave him a little lip and he had to smack her. I mean, like actually becomes like out of that movie, The Witch, that kind of like old hag, and to be hilarious about it. They show what was great and my pick for the cans of the set.
And it becomes makeup job.
Yeah, and I had to put my hand up because, like, they did it slowly enough where you're like, oh God, they're going to show those getting old, too. And so I watched, like a little kid watching Friday the 13th, I watched the rest of it through
my fingers.
I'm not...
Oh, poor Johnny.
Through my fingers just so I could see her old desiccated face. And then she like shuffles off to bed. And I did see like her old wrinkled ass and the spine. And that was enough where like I haven't had an erection since. That's like a half truth, actually.
Sounds...
It's... I was just thinking, like, I've really cut down this week, but that happened Sunday night.
Oh.
You're like, no wonder.
It was the cruelest. They showed a guy taking a spear through the back of the head on that episode, unfazed. They show me an old woman naked. I'm clutching the crucifix, saying the name of my savior, trying to make it go away. It was bad, man. It was bad.
That was her aged body, or did they made it more aged, right?
I'm saying they took her and her Dutch 39-year-old knockers, which were
just... And made them super old.
It was like...
Like, was it CGI level? Like, do you think it was makeup or
like, imagine a really great water balloon with a nipple on it.
Yeah,
you know how I love water balloons. And then pierce the bottom of it and just imagine it going like slide whistle. That's what happens. And your penis follows the same arc with the same sound.
Sure.
It was horrific.
Huh.
Like, just watch that scene.
Well, now I don't... I mean, do you want us to watch it? You're not...
Kind of, yeah. It's your homework.
Is it like, smell this, has it gone bad? Like, I don't know that we want to watch it.
I think you do. Just so you can come in and say, like, A, you were totally right. Like, how did we sleep on her breast before? Because she kind of has, like... The,
I wasn't sleeping on it.
To use your generation speak, the resting bitch face. Mm. So she doesn't really get credit for being like one of the sex pots of the show.
Yeah,
but
I
then
didn't
you,
think of her that.
You go to her Twitter profile and it's just her being normal her. And she's all smiling and like really funny and cool. And you're like, oh, I want to marry you. Like you have this just knockout bod. And when you're smiling, you don't look like... She reminds me a lot of Famke Janssen, as I was saying. I think that's a Dutch broad too, or from one of those countries where like no one gets circumcised. And like just,
Gray.
An interesting face. Like you would say like very pretty, but not like classical, like what we, you know, like Irish German beauty, I guess is how we roll in America. And, yeah, like slightly interesting features, but just a body that like if you're a kid in grade school trying to get like hard to something that you're drawing on the paper bag wrapped around your math book, like that level of body, like just a cartoon Jessica
Quick
Rabbit
feminism
thing.
Plug. Girls were doing math at that time. Go ahead.
Were they?
Yes. Actual math.
I was having to take the math book up over my crotch to.
We know. That's why we never borrowed your books.
And that's how I'm five times over.
Never been used. Still don't want it. No.
God, yeah. Sorry, I'm remembering those days when it just wouldn't go down. Like, for sport, it was...
Those were the days.
You see those Viagra ads? Yeah, where it's like, be forewarned if you endure a condition called priapism, where it stays up 4 hours, and you're like, that's it? That all?
Been there, had a test that day.
Yeah, I guess I had priapism-ism-ism then.
They can't all be gems.
Well, on that, go out with a laugh or a pity chuckle. Shall we? Shall we, guys?
This is a great show.
It was. See, that's where you dropped the ball. You're like, weren't we funny, guys? Wait, the mic's still on?
Why can't we say that?
Oh, it's
cute. It was a great show.
It's cute. It was. You guys contributed in a lovely manner.
The fans.
Thanks, Papa.
The show was most delicious. I'm John Papagiorgio. This was Papa's Basement in papasbasement.com, the show's website. We have a YouTube page, which just look up Papa's Basement on YouTube. We have a Twitter at Papa's Basement. We have an Instagram at Papa's Basement. Find the show on iTunes. Find it on Stitcher. Subscribe to those two, depending if you're an Apple phone or a sexless droid phone. Also do the YouTube subscription thing. We are really, really, really trying to drive our YouTube subscribers up. So please, if you haven't, including people on the show named Sarah.
Okay.
If you have a Google account, subscribe. Oh, and leave iTunes ratings and Stitcher ratings. We don't ask that much. Well, we will when we make a Patreon soon and we ask you for the legit money.
But it won't be much.
The first question will be how to pronounce.
Be not alarmed. It will not be too much.
But just do that. You guys, do your things.
I am at P. Maybe, and John said all of those wonderful things so eloquently. That I will leave it at that.
You beat me. I was going to audibly fart into the mic, but okay.
I'm Sarah. I'm at Madam Too Soon and all of the things. This was great.
All right. So till next one, we are out of here.
You're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.